episode 184, because your thoughts matter.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day! Come on in! I have been waiting for you. I'm so excited you're here. Oh my goodness! Yes, I know I say it, but I really mean it. I'm glad you're here. It's our time together. And oh, I'm on my feet right now because why? You encourage me. You inspire me. You empower me every single day. That's what you do for me. And I just thank you so very much for making me a part of your life and just enjoying it and experiencing it. Because you know what? It's so much better to lift each other up instead of tearing each other down. You know why? Because your thoughts matter. That's what we're chatting about today. And it's a juicy one. Yes, it is. And as a mom, you know, we got to have these heart-to-hearts once in a while. I told you we're going to start dig a little bit deeper. And we're going to do that. So if you got a friend, get that friend and say, come on over. You got to come. Listen in. Share it. Tell people about Create Your Now Your Best Selfie. Because you know what? You are making a difference. You may not feel it right now, but every day you're becoming your best selfie. You're changing, you're transforming. Remember, the constant in our life is transformation. And what better way than to go up? Because I'm telling you, the view on the mountaintop is so much better than the view in the valley. The valley's pretty too, but I'm telling you, the mountaintop is exquisite. And you taking this journey, oh my gosh, it is amazing. I just love it, love it, love it, love it. Welcome around the world, all of you that are listening. I'm excited that you're here. You know what? We just got to get right into it, right? Don't you think? Let's do it. Let's jump in because your thoughts matter. I was having a conversation, which I tend to talk a lot. Imagine that, me talk a lot? Never. I do like to talk a lot. In fact, today, I actually feel like I'm losing my voice a little bit, which is kind of strange because I don't feel under the weather, but maybe it's a little raspy. All right. I was having this conversation, and it was with my son. We were on our walk, which, you know, I told you we like to do all the time. And it's our time, right? It's our mom and son time. Well, as we're walking, the conversation begins. So, Mom, my friend wants me to play this game with him. Can I play this game? Now, we're not talking about any game here, okay? Now, I got to tell you this right now. I'm not saying games are bad. I'm not saying games are good. I'm using this as an illustration, so just know that, okay? Yes, I allow my children to play games. So if you don't love me anymore because I allow them to play games, I'm sorry. I wish you the best, okay? But in the way I look at things in life, I cannot bubble up my children. I want to actually be able to raise them up so they can make good decisions for them. And so in this conversation, that's where it was headed. It was about this game. Now this game, I'm going to leave it unnamed, okay? But this game is an intense game. There's blood. There's violence. There is sexual situations. And so it's not one that is for kindergartners, definitely. Okay. Now, my son is not a kindergartner. But at the same time, he's still at a very impressionable age. Okay. Remember, because your thoughts matter, right? So we continue talking about this game. And I am definitely not the gamer in the family, okay? My oldest son, he's a big gamer, all right? And he's played a ton of them. He likes to do reviews of them. He loves that. That's what he does. And he's going into computer engineering, which is great if that's what he wants to do. My husband, he knows games. So what do I tell him? I simply say, you need to go talk to daddy. I wanted to pass the buck on this one. But guess what? We still had another 1.75 miles left to walk. And this conversation was not going anywhere but where it started. Mom, but I want to play this game. Will you let me play it? I was like, oh, why can I not get out of this one? And I know in my mind, him being very impressionable, and now remember, I'm not the gamer, so I really don't know this game. My husband knows this game. My oldest son knows this game. I'm like, I don't know. And I didn't know how to answer him. So the conversation continued, and he really wanted to be clear. He's like, well, how come you started letting me play this game? And so we began to talk about the history of his game privileges, so to speak, and how at first it was like Dora, right? You know, he could play Dora on the computer. And then we got to playing word games and things like that. I mean, Dora was big enough, right? And I was happy. Could we not just stay in Dora land? But seriously, it was one of those things where eventually, yeah, he grew up. And the problem is his friends were playing things. And he was still young because we homeschooled him at that time. And so he was very, very young. And so his friends that were, by the time he went into private school, because that's where we started them first, there were kids already playing these kind of what I call gross, yucky, violent games that I really didn't want my kids around. So slowly we began to give him more game privileges. If they were playing a game and it had a certain amount of stuff, we had to play it first, or he, you know, before we let him, so we knew it was on it. And then also he had to play with daddy first. And we had this whole progression as to what to do. And so he said, Mom, will you let me play this game? And then when I got a little bit older, I got to play this game. And then we went to this game. And I'm like, oh my gosh, we're getting this whole history here. But the thing is, even though if you're not a gamer, we kind of treat life like a game. You know, oh, it's not going to matter. If I play this, I'm really not going to absorb what I see. It's not going to have any influence over me. You know, I'm not that impressionable, Mom. And this is my little Einstein talking here. And so he's like, it doesn't affect me. I mean, I play this game, and he rattles this off. And he's like, they have this, 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 that, and the other. And I know that I'm not supposed to do that. I get that. And it's all pretend. But if I was to see it in real life, because we went and started talking about that, you know, how much does this have an effect on you, hun? But you see, it does have an effect. What you think about, you bring about. What you see, you become. What you dream, you go for, right? I mean, your thoughts matter. And yet I'm sitting here going, but you're wanting to do this with your little impressionable mind. Yet as adults, moms, ladies, what are we doing? We're doing the exact same thing, right? We're getting on the bandwagon of what? Comparison. Ugh, hits me every time, right? You want that job promotion. And you, along with 10 other candidates, are going for it. But what happens? What happens? If you don't get it, you start comparing. Well, what did she have? Well, what did he have that I didn't have? Did he have something schooling? Did his resume look better than mine? I just can't imagine this. And then you, oh my gosh, right? It keeps going, going. It's a huge snowball effect. You get on social media and it's, ugh, right? It gets worse. Because remember, you're only seeing the footage of awesomeness as a whole, right? Not very many people out there will put up the bad stuff that say, oh man, I totally failed and bombed at this. Bomb meaning a negative thing, by the way, there. Nobody talks about that because nobody wants to be the negative Nelly or saying, oh, I failed in life or I'm not perfect. We have to create this, oh, wait, movie trailer every single day, right? We've got to put ourselves up there. The problem is we're not putting ourselves up there, but everybody else is because your thoughts matter. It does have an influence on you. The question is this: what can you do to encourage your impact? What can you do? Remember, impact. I'm pushing ahead, creating transformation. Now you say, okay, well, that transformation, well, what is that? Well, that's for you to define, correct? Okay? That transformation may be working on bettering your relationship with your husband. Yeah, imagine your decisions influence him. what you say, the looks you give him, or maybe the looks you don't give him, that's an influence. When was the last time you held your husband's hand? What can you do to encourage your impact? Think about your children. When was the last time you had a conversation, if they're older? I'll preface it that way. If they're older, a real conversation, if you know what? You're just awesome. I just want you to know how special you are to me. Maybe you're one that says, I love you very easily, but being able to say, you know what? What you did, made me really proud. You made a really tough decision here. Instead, we normally sit there and bicker at him going, why'd you make that decision? Yeah, I'm guilty of that. Confession time. What can you do to encourage your impact? You've got to figure out the direction that you want to go with your life. Why? Because your thoughts matter. If you want to stay in the valley, then do whatever you want. You can jump in there and you can read, you can watch whatever TV you want. You can look at Twitter accounts. You can accept just kind of comments, hit and miss. But if you want to be on that mountaintop and you want to see that view, the view that God sees for you, then there is some sacrifice. And it's how you go about encouraging your impact. Why? Because your thoughts matter. Now you say, okay, Christiane, I am on board. I do believe you. I am so this. And you know what? Most moms, yeah, they would agree that what you think about, you bring about. What you see, you may do. Now, that does not mean, we could take it to the extreme here, that if you're a gamer, you're going to go out and you're going to become a horrible person. Do I directly believe that? No. Okay. Every person is different. Okay. And there are ways around it. I know for me, when the boys were starting to want to get into gaming, that scared the absolute pants off of me. Oh my gosh, they're seeing all this violence. I mean, I didn't want them to watch anything bad on TV, right? And now I'm letting them play something where they're no. But you begin to find your way. You begin to find what works for that particular child. And it's been different with every single one of them. And it hasn't been the same. I've had to treat them differently because they're each different. But truly, as a mom, as a woman, as an adult, you know that what you think about, you bring about. So how can you go and continue to encourage your impact? Because you know your thoughts matter. Here's your kiss. Nourish your mind. That's it. Nourish your mind just like you do to nourish your body, right? If we feed our body crap stuff, what are we? I'll let you fill in that word, right? We only give out the bad. And when you think about it, when you eat a lot of junk food, think about it. The next time you do, you go to a party, and if you're one who eats a lot of sugar, maybe you had a couple extra drinks that you normally don't have, and you find yourself, oh, it's just kind of junky type food. Think about how you feel later on in the day and then the next morning when you wake up. I guarantee you it'll be totally different than if you were eating a little bit more healthy, the real foods, the foods that God really created and wants us to eat, okay? That doesn't mean we eat it perfectly all the time, but you do feel a difference, okay? So you need to nourish your mind. And how you do that? Number one, feed your mind with positivity. I love that word. Positivity. Say it with me. Positivity. You can't help but say it with a smile. It's just a fun. It just kind of rolls off your tongue. Positivity. Okay? You've got to be careful with gossip. It's real easy, women. Yes. I'm sorry. Men have got this covered. They are so not this. But us women, I mean, come on. Hopefully most of you have already grown up and pushed away the whole high school idea of gossiping. But you know what? There are some of your friends that still like to do that. Have you heard? Did you know what? Oh my gosh, did you see on Facebook? Oh, can you believe that she actually posted that on Twitter? Oh my gosh, you gotta go check it out. Oh, here, I'll just show you. Be careful of gossip. Is that feeding your mind with positivity? No. Okay. Sometimes you have to refrain from the social media, right? Be careful with that. How does that fit in? You want to be with people that what? Lift you up and not tear you down. You want them to build you up. Okay. You want people who are there to cheer you on, that can give you constructive criticism and not, well, you're not looking too good today. That whole outfit just stinks. You look ugly. You can give constructive criticism. You know what? Becky, I've seen you, and that outfit just doesn't speak to me as this one did. Sounds so much better, doesn't it? Constructive criticism is better than just going, you stink. Okay? So, to nourish the mind, you got to feed your mind with positivity. Number two, you got to spend time at base. It starts at the foundation. And what I mean by this is devotions, meditation, quiet time, reading the Bible, in prayer. Any of those, whatever fits in your spirituality, okay? Spend time at base, which is your spirituality. You see here, it's funny. I got to tell my puppy dog story. So our puppy dog is just now 2 years old. And you know, he's a cute little bulldog. How can you not love the little bulldog? You've seen him on the videos. He's adorable. He's precious, okay? And he brings just a smile to you all the time, slobbers and all. But one thing that he has done since he was just a wee little thing, and the kids blame me for it, but he would get his toys, whatever he's playing with, whether it's his tug-of-war rope, whether it's his ball, his chew toy, whatever it is, he'd be carrying around a ball or a bone, and he wants to play chase. Chase is the big thing. And so we go, and we chase him around, and our living room is pretty well open in our main area, and so we'll chase him around the table, and then he goes to base, and his base is his little pillow. Okay, it's not so little. It's a pretty big pillow. And in fact, it's big enough that my oldest daughter, who's very petite, she can actually fall asleep in it and has. And her college roommate has done the same, too, in that little bed. Funny. So funny. Girls are hilarious. Aren't we hilarious? Okay, so he runs to base. And he knows he's safe there. And we don't touch him until he gets off base. You see, that's where you got to nourish your mind. Spend time at base. Spend time with devotion. Spend time reading the Bible. If you're a Christian, read the Bible. Spend time in prayer. Have quiet time. Meditate. Okay? So important. All part of nourishing your mind. Why? Because your thoughts matter. And number three, this is a big one. And we've talked about this many times before. Lead with joy and gratitude. Seriously. If you're the woe is me and you're living in that regard, the valley's always going to be your option. But you want to go to that mountaintop, guess what? You got to lead with joy and gratitude. Look for the opportunity to smile. Look for the opportunity to be grateful. Remember I mentioned earlier, when was the last time you held your husband's hand? When was the last time you just stroked his neck? Just because. Not for any reason, not for, oh, this is what I want, okay? Just because you wanted to stroke his neck. Seriously. So important. Lead with joy and gratitude. Tell people that you appreciate them. Say thank you, because we don't say thank you enough. And if you're not saying it, you need to write it. Write it in your journal, okay? Get your joy jar out and start writing back in your joy jar. I know it's been a while since we've talked about joy jar. If you're not familiar with it, get a jar. And that's where you add in your joys, okay? We all like to keep track of the negative, but you got to keep track of what? The positive. Because it all comes back to number one, feed your mind with positivity, right? Nourish that mind. Why? Because your thoughts matter. And guess what? You matter. You matter. So I want you to go out and I want you to have an incredible blessed day. okay? And I pray that God will bring upon you many blessings. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Why? Because you matter. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan. We'll